With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden trying to reassure worried Democrats after his lackluster debate appearance.
A day after delivering what even many Democrats said was a disastrous debate performance, the president acknowledged it wasn't his best moment. He told a crowd of supporters that he's not a young man anymore.
I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth.
That was a reference to Donald Trump's multiple false or questionable claims at Thursday's debate. With some Democrats worried about Biden on the ticket, the president said he's getting back up after getting knocked down. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A sense of deep concern is still growing, though, among some Democratic officials that leaders inside the Biden campaign and the DNC aren't taking seriously enough what happened this past Thursday. DNC Chairman Jamie Harrison did not acknowledge Biden's weak showing or the avalanche of criticism that followed during yesterday's afternoon call with DNC members from across the country, and he took no questions. Political commentator Matt Conetti says he was taken aback by comments from U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield's criticism of Israel last week at the U.N.
What we need is a U.N. ambassador who stands up for Israel, who stands up for America, who stands up for the principles of freedom and democracy, which are only represented in the Middle East in the Jewish state of Israel, and to stand up for the Jewish people.
Conetti was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. French President Emmanuel Macron has voted this morning in the first round of surprise elections he called for just 3 weeks ago. The centrist leader placed a huge gamble in dissolving the lower house of parliament after major gains for conservatives in European elections in early June. Two rounds of voting will determine who will be the prime minister and who controls the parties. This is SRN News. A group that tracks anti-Semitism in Germany says it recorded an overall increase of more than 80% in incidents last year, with well over half of the total coming after Muslim terrorists attacked Israel last October. The RIAS group recorded nearly 4,800 anti-Semitic attacks in Germany in 2023, ranging from anti-Jewish comments to outright attacks, and compares with 2,600 back in 2022. Amongst the incidents that occurred after Hamas' devastating assault on Israel was an attack on a synagogue in Berlin, which caused widespread alarm. A judge has struck down a Montana law that defines sex as only male or female, finding that it was technically unconstitutional. District Court Judge Shane Vanetta ruled that the statute passed last year violated the state constitution because the description of the legislation did not clearly state what its purpose is. This is SRN News. A sad story out of Texas.
A driver has been convicted in the deaths of eight people struck by an SUV at a crowded bus stop outside a migrant shelter and sentenced to 60 years in prison. Texas jury convicting 35-year-old George Alvarez on Friday. Authorities say Alvarez lost control of his vehicle after running a red light in May of 2023 in Brownsville. Authorities say he also had cocaine in his system. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, June the 30th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Olympic track champion Billy Mills, 86 years old today. Oceanographer Robert Ballard is turning 82. Jazz musician Stan Clark has 73 candles on his birthday cake. Actor David Garrison, married with children, is 72 years old today. This is SRN News.